You're with Jacinta Parsons on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Robin Cochran, the president of Lamb Care Australia, a not-for-profit charity. Good afternoon, Robin.
Hello.
Oh, goodness, what a gig you've got.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's really rewarding what we do.
Okay, let's start at the very top. Mm-hmm. What do you do at Lamb Care Australia?
We've taken in orphan lambs or lambs that are sick or injured. We have a lot of farmers contact us and say they have a lamb that needs care, and we take them into care. And then just in the last, maybe 6 weeks, we've expanded our organisation. So we now take in sheep as well. If there's a sheep that needs care and the farmer can't look after the sheep, we take the sheep in as well. But our main numbers are with lambs. So far, I think we've taken in six sheep this year. And we're up to maybe 50-something lambs.
Wow. So tell me exactly, you're calling out for volunteers to foster baby lambs. What is involved in that process?
So the lambs come to us and we make sure that they're in good health. Sometimes they stay with us for a little while with our team of specialised carers. But once they're in good health, we need foster homes to look after them because we're not a sanctuary. You know, we don't have a sanctuary. So we do rely on foster carers. And foster carers take lambs in pairs because the sheep are flock animals, and so we always pair lambs together. And the foster period would go till maybe around, say, when they're about 10 to 12 weeks old. That does vary a little bit, but it's around that sort of age. Once they're weaned and they're old enough to go to a forever home. So once they're finished in the foster care system, they go to an adopter, and that's where they live for the rest of their lives.
Excuse my ignorance, but how long does it take for a lamb to become a real person, a real sheep?
Technically speaking, I think they're called sheep after 12 months.
So 12 months. Wow.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I have an apartment. Two lambs is perhaps not the right environment for them.
Maybe not. They do need some outdoor space. So,
can you take them for a walk? Like, honestly, is this a ridiculous proposition to think to have two lambs in an apartment?
Yeah, apartments aren't great for lambs because they do need that outdoor space, but taking them for walks isn't always practical. They're not so much like, say, dogs that you can put on a lead. So we prefer places that have at least a small amount of outdoor area where
right.
they can spend some outdoor time.
So they don't need a huge amount of space, like a regular suburban backyard. Would that be sufficient?
Yes, because at that age, because they're so young and they don't have their mums, they have to spend a lot of time indoors, you know, because especially they do arrive during the colder months of the year. So we can't just, you can't just leave them outside. They do spend a lot of time indoors, but that means they do need a bit of outdoor space, but they don't need a huge amount. So we normally say, you know, suburban houses you don't have to be living out in the country. You can be living closer in, but, you know, we do advise people to check with their local councils to make sure that the council's happy about that. But, yeah, apartments probably aren't great.
No. And it was kind of a ridiculous question, except that I really want a baby lamb. And though your answer is really illuminating in that I imagined you would need far more space than perhaps you've suggested, which is wonderful. And it really opens up the potential for more volunteers, perhaps in urban areas, not just in farming spaces. What is it like to look after a lamb? Is it a 24/7 proposition? Do they cry when you leave the house? Do they molt? All of that sort of stuff. What is it like?
It's a great experience. It really is. It can be. It depends on the age of the lambs. If lambs go to foster when they're only maybe a couple of weeks old, they do require regular feeding. We start off, you know, when they first arrive, when they're newborn, they might be fed, you know, every couple of hours, but that gradually stretches out to 3 hours, 4 hours, until they're being fed about every 6 hours, four times a day. So it can be, depending on their age, it can involve a lot of night feeds, and it can be you know, quite time consuming. But as they get older, they get a little bit more independent. They have each other, and the feeds are further apart, so it becomes a little bit less time consuming. But you do need to be. We do have people apply who say they work full time, and that just doesn't work. We ideally, if you work from home, or if you're not working and you're at home, or working part time, that's the sort of person really we're looking for.
And do they molt? Do they go to the toilet in an appropriate way? Like, what sort of impact on the home are we looking at?
A lot of people are very surprised by this when they see this. We actually have them in nappies, and only for practical reasons, because, as I said, they do spend a lot of time indoors, and the nappies actually work really well. So up until that time when they're adopted and they go outside, when they're inside, they do need, you know, we do have them wearing nappies. I mean, of course, they get too big for them in the end anyway. But that takes care of the that side of things.
But you have to change a nappy, Robin. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
You become good at it. It's quite natural now for all of us to do that. I mean, it seems a really strange thing at the start, but it's just second nature to us now, so it's quite easy to do.
What about those cute jumpers that I've seen little lambs in some of the imagery with lamb care?
That's again because, you know, they need to be kept warm because they don't have their mothers, and that's really just, you know, a practical reason. But they look pretty cute in them too.
Yeah, this is not just about dressing up our animals so that we can fawn over them, so to speak, but for genuine care. How fascinating. So how, if I'm, you know, at home quite a bit, even if I'm working from home, but at home I've got a bit of space where the lamb can trot around. What do they do? Do they frolic? What's the terminology for a lamb moving in space?
When they're indoors, they like to investigate. They do like to get into things. So they tend to like to maybe chew a few things. So you do need a space that's suitable for them. But they spend, I'm just sort of thinking, you know, when I've had them, they just spend time entertaining themselves. They love cuddles, you know. That's the harder thing when you have them. You just want to sit there all day, you know, cuddling them. So they're very affectionate. They need attention like that. But other than that, yeah, they can entertain themselves.
So do we jump onto lamb care, L-A-M-B, I'm not saying land care, I'm saying Lamb Care Australia, and apply to be a foster carer for some lambs?
Yep, so there's on our website we've got a Get Involved page, and that lists that has foster carers listed there and adopters. And for the foster carer page, it actually has quite a bit of information about what is required and what it will be like. There's a detailed document on that if people want to read up about that first before they apply. And then there's an application form on the website on that page.
Absolutely delightful and incredible. Well done on the work that you do as well, you and your team of volunteers. Is it mainly volunteers at Lamb Care Australia?
We're all volunteers, yep, totally volunteer run. So it's, for some of us, it's our second job. We, you know, work all day in our paid jobs, and then we go home at night and we work the afternoon and evenings on Lamb Care. It's a big responsibility, but as I said at the start, it's so rewarding for us all. Otherwise, I suppose we wouldn't do it.